Several of the newly released documents are at NPR.org. In Iraq, the critical moment has nearly arrived. After the United States hands power to the Iraqi interim government on June 30th, Paul Bremer will bow out and the new American ambassador, John Negroponte, takes over. Ambassador Negroponte will be walking into one of the largest U.S. embassies in the world. The man who has gotten the embassy up and running is a veteran diplomat, Ambassador Frank Ricciardoni. He joins us now from the State Department. Good morning.
Good morning.
Leading up to this transition, the administration has said expect more violence, and in fact there has been quite a bit of violence. What about afterwards? Do you foresee a lessening of violence?
Over time, we certainly do. In the short term, we're prepared to deal with the worst, that is to say, a continuation of what we've been dealing with and perhaps even an intensifying of it. This is a very important high-stakes proposition here, and the forces that are arrayed against the Iraqi people and government realize that and will do everything they can to prevent the success of the interim Iraqi government. We're just as determined to defeat them. Having a strong embassy there to complement a strong military program there is part of it. It's part of what makes me confident that with a new Iraqi government, we will ultimately prevail.
In terms of the new interim national council with representatives from around the country, how will it solve the legitimacy issue that it's really hung over the interim government?
Well, we had UN Resolution 1546 most recently, which conferred more than the usual global recognition on a foreign government. So I don't think there's too much question about the legitimacy of the government of Iraq.
I'm thinking in terms of the Iraqis as they see their own government.
Right. It seems to have met with broad acceptance, this interim Iraqi government, from what we can tell. Certainly, just the emails I get personally from Iraqis across the spectrum see it for what it is, an interim government, something that is a necessary step toward getting a democratically elected government during 2005. And that will finally advance a constitutional process that will have a permanent Iraqi government in place, probably in 2006 sometime.
With this new government coming in middle of next week, what about American forces? And I'm thinking here how American troops will be lowering their profile in Iraq.
Well, you know they have been. And also the government is not magically just going to stand up from a zero start on the 30th of June. The fact is ministries have been fully run by Iraqis. Many of them have, one by one or over the past several months. By the 30th of June, it will be an up-and-running concern. As to U.S. military forces also, we've been working hard to train and equip Iraqi forces, military and civilian police, and to put them out front and have them go into the areas where they are most needed and indeed respected. The Iraqis don't want the foreigners conducting what are really Iraqi responsibilities for security in their country.
But realistically, those Iraqi forces will be trained and sufficiently manned to do the job?
No. We've never claimed that. At least I've not heard of any American military people claiming that the Iraqi forces will be fully up and ready to do the job on the 30th of June. It's going to take, I think, a year is the most optimistic scenario I have seen to get them not only trained, but also equipped to really carry out the full responsibilities that they will be inheriting. And they're eager to accept those responsibilities, as the Prime Minister has made clear.
Again, back to the subject of the government, where do Shiite, Sunnis, and Kurds stand on the sharing of power? It seems to be seen always as a zero-sum game.
That's the classic game that had been set up under the Saddam Hussein dictatorship. It's winner-take-all. The winner wins big and the loser dies, sacrifices everything. That's what we're about in Iraq, is to change that whole political game. It's so that you can have a democratic debate where people might well get angry, but at the end of the day, they come together on the things that matter most to them, and they don't destroy the opposition. That's what the Kurds worry about. I think it can work in Iraq. I've seen Iraqis come together. Part of my job in the previous administration was to work with Iraqis, and I could see them coming together, Kurds and Christians and Muslims, all working things out, not in a nice, clean, tidy way, often very contentious. But I saw processes even then working out that brought people together.
Frank Ricciardoni is coordinator for the transition of Iraq, scheduled for June 30th, after which he will return to his position as ambassador to the Philippines. Thanks very much.
Thank you.